J.D. Bixby, thank you very much for joining us.
Just happy to be here as you used to have me.
Perfect. You're on board with the AFSC's Meald in the Field. Comments on the fact that you're on board with them, please.
When they initially reached out, I think there's not a rural area in Alberta that doesn't do something like this. And I was familiar with the concept, I was on board in a heartbeat. You know, our farmers keep the world a spinning kind of deal, and it don't take much to figure that out, and to come and be involved in this, sharing each farm family's story and the area, and you know, we're all of them have been so far apart, but they're so they might as well be right next door, because they're same type of people, down home, good country people, work hard, play harder.
There you go. The fact that this is the first time actually that AFSC has done this type of promotion in the north, and they brought you along, how does it make you feel, the fact that you are part of this and you are seeing these families firsthand?
I didn't realize this was the first time that they had done something like this, that's amazing. That's great. Thanks for telling me. I'm new to the Peace region, right? My family and I moved to Fairview here August of last year. Mm-hmm. Bought our house sight unseen. What a rush. I highly recommend it for those of you listening. It ended up being great. The locals up here, I got a lot of family that I didn't know about that's up in the region. And, you know, my grandmother on my dad's side was actually born in Peace River. Mm. So it's pretty neat to kind of full circle, come back up here, and real estate market's beautiful. And, when COVID hit, I ended up getting a job slinging vehicles, mm-hmm. selling vehicles. But luckily, it's the type of job that allows me to take off and come do these kind of events. My bosses, they're super on board with this kind of thing. And I really appreciate the fact that they let me out to do this. Once I'm done, I'm heading back to work here right now. And, mm-hmm. It's good. Music is opening up. I didn't realize the kind of scene it was in the Northern Peace, and the amount of talent and the amount of musicians that I've had the privilege of meeting and performing with, and it's been just as good as living in the big city, you know, mm-hmm. just as many talented players, just as many kind people. So great music scene. I love it.
You have come full circle, especially with the roller coaster ride that was, first you were on Canadian Idol, then unfortunately the low point hit with COVID. Now you're coming back up again. It is a roller coaster ride, but is the future bright, especially not only in the music scene, but even in the agriculture industry, where you're performing to this promotion?
I think over the last few years, a lot of folks realized how important food is. Mm-hmm. Food on the table, supporting local farmers. I forecast nothing but beautiful things, you know, weather permitting. Mm-hmm. Harvest goes well, and there's a lot of factors that come into play, and it's a tough gig. It's a gamble. It's a gamble every year when you're in this kind of industry, and hats off to the farmers. And you know, for me, if I can, I got four kids now and four boys, and I like to be home a heck of a lot more than my younger days. I could leave and never come back, and mm-hmm. now I want to come back. So in terms of music, just want to get to play as much as I can. Had some good shows this year. I was down at the Calgary Stampede, and like I said, it's looking up. The shows are coming back, and that's all I can ask for. If I could play a couple shows a month, pay the bills, and keep food on the table. That old saying, if the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, by supper time I'll have dinner on the table.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Do you have an agriculture background? Did you grow up with an agriculture background?
So my mother's side, I was telling you earlier, my mother's side is chuck wagons and cattle ranches, mm-hmm. and my father's side is coal mines and hillbillies. So I spent most of my childhood going out to the family ranch. My granddad is 91 years old, and he still runs 350 head of cattle.
Holy moly.
He was a Speckle Park Commercial Breeder of the Year in 2019. Mm-hmm. And he's just... I couldn't think of a better mentor for that industry. And any chance I get, just before we moved here, we were 10 miles down the road from the family farm. Mm-hmm. And I try to go back as much as I can. And if I can come out for, if you can make it out for a branding, that's the best. It's work, but it's also, like I said, work hard and play harder. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a cattle rancher, whether you're a grain farmer, whether you're just a small hobby farm letting locals come and pet your llamas,
yep.
I think important to know where your food comes from, and at the end of the day, without farmers, son of a gun, we'd be in a dire straits.
That is for sure. I guess this would sound familiar. You sort of kick up your boots and dig back to your roots, so to speak, with something like this?
Like I said, it's a whole different area in terms of, like, there's a lot of grain farmers up here, a lot of different cattle operations, but I'm... The only difference, I would say, is it's a lot of trees. it's a crazy amount of trees. It almost reminds me of Northern Ontario up in these parts. It's still to come and see that there's 8 hours difference from the farmers in my area versus my old area versus the farmers up here. Mm-hmm. And just comes back to they all have the same values, the same worth ethic, the same drive to keep the world a spinning.
J.D. Bixby, I appreciate your time. We'll see you down the road, as it were.
Thanks for playing my tunes.